know Zach. That's why.
Who have we got instead?
Hello, Zach.
Well, talk about putting the poor girl on the hot seat. I like you just said to her, come on in, you don't have to talk. You can just fill the seat and you guys are straight away putting her on the hot seat.
No, let's do an interview.
No.
Right, Victoria, you've got to introduce yourself.
Please don't.
Do you want to, how about we interview you instead?
I'm not you here. People recognise me. As we found out on the street.
All right, do you want to talk about that then?
Yeah, I was walking down the street the other day. And two guys went, there's one of those coin corner guys. And I was with my wife and I immediately like, yeah, I'm a big deal. this is a regular thing for me.
This is exactly this like Carl Pilkington style.
I was like, I'm a big deal now. Yeah. But then I was like,
did you play it cool?
I had the coin corner t-shirt on. Yeah. So actually they probably just saw our logo and the fact that it says coin corner on the back.
No, I think they probably thought, oh my God, there's that guy that does the best Bitcoin renders.
Yeah, probably.
On the internet.
I'd like to think they just recognized my face. Thought, big deal.
Well,
they
stopped and said hi. Face.
I said hi. They didn't have a pen or paper, otherwise they probably would have asked for an autograph.
Nice.
But if you do see me in the street, I'm very busy, don't stop me. I'm much too important.
I'm too important to speak to the plebs.
Wow. I'm a busy guy.
The complete opposite of what we do as a company. But you do.
Is that what you're trying to do? It's like you're, when you guys are saying how much you're responding to people on Twitter.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not how you do it.
No, you play it out and then.
Never respond.
Hard to get, is that the way?
Smash out a render. Everyone likes it, comments on it. Leave it there.
That must be why your renders have thousands of likes.
That's what you do.
Speaking of renders, you didn't put that one out the other day, did you?
No, there is one out there with nearly 1,000 likes. So
which one was that?
Not his.
No, that's
it. No, it was where a fee went through some bars. I animated it. It was a scene from Terminator 2. Very famous scene.
Right.
And I made a Bitcoin version of it. You guys probably missed it.
I probably missed that.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
It's really
that
good. It's got like 800 likes.
The worst part.
No, I was going to say.
If you're going to go into this guy, I think I've got more followers than a tweet.
Is this going to be a ratio?
Yes. I have got more followers per tweet ratio than anyone in this office.
Every month.
So I think I have tweeted less and got more followers. So if you like literally divide your followers by your tweets,
but that's
a quality.
That's because you reply to no one.
And because you piggybacked our followers.
You guys wouldn't be where you are without.
There's no good way out of this.
Dave is the foundation that holds up this team on Twitter.
Okay, let's not go into
the worst part. The only render I always remember is the.
This is the one that was going to resurface this week. Yes, and I literally replied, "Oh God, Dave, no."
We have to be careful.
Chastity
belt.
That was a class one.
It was absolutely not.
Money
it was terrifying.
That's exactly it. Chastity, but Bitcoin with a chastity.
It was very weird. It was very weird.
Well, but I thought the worst one might be that the sperm and egg.
I didn't retweet or like that.
I refused. Good textures on it.
I appreciate
you guys can't appreciate.
Mike is in stitches in the corner.
Some of the nuances involved with these renders, you just don't get it. It goes over your head, but people out there get it. Anyway, it's not about me. It's not about me. Victoria.
Oh no. Speaking 10 minutes.
Welcome to Coin Corner.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Wow.
That was actually very pleasant.
Dave, welcome
very
nice. People.
He's just lowering you
into the
process.
I'm trying to think what we asked MSW when he was on here when he first joined.
I mean, who he is, what he does.
Like, yeah. Do you want to tell us a bit about yourself?
No, favourite pizza topping, yeah.
Oh. Favourite pizza topping? Mm-hmm. I like margarita.
Just
so that's
standard margarita.
Yeah.
Wow, basic. That is taking Zach's seat, that really, isn't it?
That's his favourite as well. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There
Two
we go.
Peas in a pod.
Yep.
I joined the marketing team.
Actually, the worst team.
Dave.
I would hate to be on that team.
Well, I would hate to be on accounts. I've prepped Vicky. I've told her.
How angry she got.
Too much.
Too fair. You're not very good at maths.
Not very good at maths. Yeah, you would not be welcome.
It was shocking. Yeah. But I've prepped Vicky when I was doing on my first day, doing the rounds in the office, introducing her to all the team. I literally said, "This is Dave, and we have a rivalry: accounts versus marketing." And he will any great idea you come up with, he'll probably say no. So just get used to being told no. And he takes great pleasure in it. And that's pretty much sums you up.
Yeah.
So she's been prepped. She knows.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was ready, I think.
I do take pleasure in saying no, that is bad. I do quite enjoy that.
I know.
Poor Francis.
Yeah, I know.
Francis. Yeah. Great fella.
So Vicky has joined the marketing team. So good first week. Back for a second. So that's always a positive sign.
Yeah. Came back.
Yeah.
Which is great.
No, I did hear a thing or two about you. You can speak Spanish.
I can.
I've seen that on a lot of CVs recently. We've had job interviews.
I always
tell people to prove it. Like we had that.
You should say
we had the guy.
You can speak English.
We had the guy in
Spanish.
Oh, that's fair.
A bit offended. Did you not look at my surname at any point?
Oh no, I did.
Mm. Yeah, did you not think it was a bit strange?
What was it? Calder? What was it?
Cauldron.
What was it?
Please don't.
What was it? That's all she always gets.
What was it? Was it Cauldron?
No.
All right.
Calderón de Juan.
There we go.
Yeah. Whoa.
Look at that. Throw that in. Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember we had that guy that said that he could speak Russian? And I was like, prove it.
Oh, yeah, and he couldn't.
Yeah. So since then, because people put it on, it's cool on your CV.
Yeah.
So he's like, I speak Spanish, Russian, whatever.
We
so
do have a lot of that.
Right. Prove it.
We do, to be fair, have a lot of that put on the CV and say they can speak a language, and then they come in and ask sometimes for things like that.
Vicky's even changed her surname as well. Changed it by default.
She's gone deep.
Yeah.
But the way she said her surname then, I might be slightly taken back.
I just put a little twang.
Can you give us a really good Spanish sentence?
What's a really good Spanish sentence?
Just anything in Spanish. It'd be like...
Mi nombre es Victoria. That's the basic one, isn't it?
Her name is Victoria.
Very what do you mean? Can you speak Spanish too?
I can speak Spanish, yeah. I've just never told you.
Oh, you're learning Spanish, aren't you?
A little bit.
See? So you knew what that... I need to test Danny's basic Spanish.
No, let's not go there.
Let's go there.
What we should do.
If I'm learning Spanish, then prove it.
Give me another few months, and then what we'll do is bring Ethan on as well. Ethan's learning Spanish.
We do a Spanish podcast.
We can do like a Spanish podcast. Yeah.
I'm up for that.
It would be the most. Vicky can be super fluid, and we're just like,
no. Imagine how basic though.
Yeah. Me and Ethan.
Painful to listen to.
Slagging Ethan off here, but you know, have you heard him speak Spanish?
Dribs and drabs.
You get a lift with him sometimes, don't you?
Yeah.
So I imagine him just playing Spanish tapes in the car.
That's like me.
And having to repeat it back, and then both of you just going along.
Learning in the back.
Yeah.
You'll come off better than he does. More fluent.
Class.
So maybe in a few months we'll do a Spanish only podcast.
Okay.
So do you believe Vicky's Spanish now?
Halfway.
But say your surname again. What was it?
What?
Say it in Spanish again.
Again?
In Spanish. It's not in Spanish.
It's my name.
That's just
it. I would read it and go Calderon.
Wow.
Well, yeah, but that's how you say it.
Accent and how you say it.
And how do you say it?
Calderon.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Can you try and say it like that?
It's the roll of the tongue. You'll roll the tongue.
Come on. Yeah, smiling.
Wow, smiling. How dare you?
Take a mental picture.
Yeah. No, I'm not even going to try.
No.
Calderon.
Oh, yeah,
you just kind of feel like you're taking the piss, but I'm not.
Yeah.
You put the accent in the right place as well on the air. I'm just going to
Calderon. Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
I did that deliberately.
There we go.
Great.
Right, Bitcoin podcast. Come on.
He's done with you now.
Yeah, that's on.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Thanks.
Right. I was doing topics, wasn't I?
You were picking topics this week.
Right. So I'm going to throw... You've got an announcement. So are you open with that?
No, I'm not.
I'm
just kidding.
Go on.
Sorry, that was a terrible joke.
I didn't know
that was a joke.
I said I was pregnant. That was a joke.
I didn't hear that. That would have been a good joke.
Wow.
I meant like a more of a work podcast.
I'm not, by the way.
Just to clarify.
That was just me when my brain thinks faster than my mouth.
It was a good joke.
Literally nobody got it.
You've been good.
Yeah. Oh, did you then think, oh, maybe Mike was right?
Jolly and Mike are right.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that was a blow.
Yeah.
Sorry, just for anyone who's listening, long story short, I'm going to put this on the record as well because my husband doesn't even listen to this podcast. he basically told me I wasn't funny. Recently. Yeah.
And then you tell a joke and we all just look at like,
honestly.
And then you're thinking, oh, maybe everyone's right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Do you know, but I didn't tell you the rest of that story. Then my little boy told me I need to go to funny school. Mike said I need clown classes, and then Charlie said, "Yeah, Mum, you need to go to funny school." That was real.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, I think you're funny.
Guys, I don't believe anybody now.
No comment.
No, I don't know whether
you have to say that.
Yeah, I don't know if I know. I don't believe anybody now. So, and all clearly evident by my joke that just fell flat. Yeah, so come on,
we didn't hear
let's
it.
Just
it.
Let's
okay,
just move
first
on.
Topic, Danny. This is today is Bitcoin Independence Day. Apparently,
oh yes, user activate in Suffolk.
Yeah. Topic, eh?
I didn't know that. Should I have done a whole marketing strategy for that?
You maybe should have.
We could. Yeah,
one that you missed on.
I've been busy. I've been training up Vicky.
Coincidentally, on the day Pete McCormick's court case with Craig Wright has been finalised. Yeah, he got found
he got
like
quid, didn't he?
He got found like, I don't know what the terminology is, but like guilty of defamation of the character, whatever it is. But the outcome is Peter McCormick has to pay £1.
Yeah,
£1.
It's a pretty good outcome.
Yeah, which I think he's quite pleased with.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the judge saying,
I hope he's going to pay.
This is ridiculous.
I have to award some damages.
Yeah.
Because you've been found. But
the whole thing's ridiculous. Nominal. So here's £1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a win for him.
Yeah.
Anyway, user activate soft fork. We've got those hats. And I honestly think in the office, they've been.
My dad has took that hat. My hat. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I think that we collect our items.
My dad's now wearing it all the time.
Does he even know what it means?
You'll have no idea.
I explained a little bit, but he kind of, you know, just went with it.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
They are cool hats. They look like little army hats.
He took it the other week when it was over.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought we had quite a few.
We've potentially
Saxon
got...
sent us loads, didn't he?
Yeah, but I don't know where they've gone. I think Zach's
Wilson's
got one. Yeah.
Oh,
we've got now a few. I'm trying to think, actually, that they could be collector's items.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially if they're not making it anymore. But they might be.
Not sure.
Anyway, do you want to tell us a bit of why we celebrate this day in terms of SegWit adoption and the block size wars?
Not really, no.
Nope. Okay, let's leave it there.
That was back in 2017.
I think you're right, yep.
That's 5 years ago, isn't it? Why did I have my head? It was 3 years ago. Anyway,
time flies.
2017. That was quite a scary time. There was a massive camp of Bitcoiners. I'm keeping this very high level, very quick. There's a massive camp of Bitcoiners that wanted bigger blocks. A lot of them were also the likes of BitPay, Coinbase, other businesses and exchanges and influencers, should we call them as well, out there that were all pushing for bigger blocks. The majority of, I guess, the core developers, Bitcoin developers, and I guess the plebs on the ground, we were all pushing generally for not smaller blocks, but to keep the blocks the same size, and introduce SegWit as an upgrade to the protocol. It came down to a decision on this date where there was basically a user-activated soft fork. So the users, the plebs, the Bitcoin core devs, and the crowd ran Bitcoin Core software to signal for they didn't want bigger blocks and they wanted SegWit upgrade rather than bigger blocks. Mm-hmm. That created a hard fork, which created Bitcoin Cash at the time, which was then people probably know more for Roger Ver side of things. And the concept and the idea at the time was which one was going to then become Bitcoin eventually. And obviously, as we know now, Bitcoin is Bitcoin. Bitcoin Cash has disappeared off with the bigger blocks and doesn't really do much these days.
Although Roger Ver would argue otherwise.
They're still very active on Twitter, like Bitcoin Cash people.
They like to, at any opportunity.
Yeah.
Any one of our merchant things, they just jump on the back of, don't they? See?
They're just chilling, yeah.
But I'm not sure. I would like to actually know if there's many merchants actually accepting Bitcoin Cash, because they seem to think there is.
So it was a scary time back at the time, I think. Just because of the unknown of what was happening. And we were obviously running an exchange. We were getting pressure from... We didn't get pressure from the Bitcoin core developer side. That was the side I was already on, and stick to the size blocks and SegWit upgrade. We got a lot of pressure from the Bitcoin Cash side. We had the main developer back at the time actually was on the island at the time. He came into the office.
Actual pressure to like to list it or just
to support Bitcoin Cash or what was bigger blocks. It started off called Bitcoin Unlimited, I think it was. Well, there might have been another name for that. It rebranded itself over and over again until eventually Bitcoin Cash settled. but the main developer behind that, he was on the island. I took the time just to listen to his side of the story and see what he had to say, and he came in. It was just me, him. I don't know if Liam joined us at the time, I think, as well. He was back at the old office. Mm. And he was just basically trying to explain why we should have big blocks and all this sort of stuff. So I sat there and listened to it all, but it just wasn't... I didn't agree with a lot of his points. He was an interesting chap. And yeah, it just wasn't for me.
There's a very good book, isn't there, summarising it all, what we've all read, yeah. Block Size Wars.
Very good.
Very interesting read. It's an interesting time. Was that the first consensus decision on the Bitcoin blockchain?
It was probably the first big controversial one. Right. There was lots of changes over the years in different ways, but this was kind of like the big controversial one that
it actually divided people's opinion.
Yeah, the hard part was the likes of Coinbase and BitPay and these big billion-dollar companies were on the side of Bitcoin Cash, effectively, and bigger blocks because it helps their business model and what they did. they were on the wrong side of history there, and you know they still haven't ever apologized for it. They still haven't admitted they were wrong.
You're not gonna get an apology.
There is one person that had apologized, which was what's he called? There is one guy that's known for apologizing for it and saying, sorry, I was on the wrong side.
So he was a big blocker and then...
Yeah, and come back.
Said sorry.
Come back to the good side. But you would expect all these companies to say, you know, put their hands up and say, yeah, sorry. They forced pressure on the industry to move in a direction that helped their business, but not the not for the benefit of Bitcoin, for the benefit of their own business. That was the problem of why, I guess, a lot of people are still annoyed at it today. Coinbase being one, BitPay being another. Mm. Down with them.
Yeah. Anyway, we don't normally celebrate it though. I can't remember last year thinking, because they're calling it Bitcoin Independence Day, and maybe it's just a...
It's just a Bitcoin Twitter thing, really.
It's just something to talk about.
It's no Bitcoin Pizza Day.
It's a good piece of history, and it's a good piece of...
That's what it'll become.
Like, you know, that's showed that it wasn't the miners in control, it wasn't the big corporations in control, it wasn't even the devs in control, it was the plebs, it was the people in control. That's the point of why it was be called user activated.
Just an opportunity to sell some merch, isn't it?
Yeah,
maybe. Right, another topic. Did you bring a topic?
I got two.
Do you want to shout out yours? Because after this point, mine go downhill.
Oh,
I thought we were already on the way.
Oh, you thought that we were at the bottom of the hill?
Yeah.
Nope. Okay. The very pinnacle of the hill. This is the downhill ride.
Costa.
Yeah, lovely coffees.
We didn't talk about that.
No, we couldn't talk.
No. So this is
a genuine announcement.
Yeah, yeah.
Drum roll.
You can do that on the thing, Mikey.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of suggesting. Not that we needed one here.
Sorry,
both absolutely left on any opportunity. This is the problem you've got. It's so in unison. It's ridiculous. It's like what's speaking of one person.
Oh.
Go on then. Do you want to give us,
right, let us hear a proper announcement. I want to hear something like, you know, like the boxing, there's an announcer before pre-fight announcer. Let's get ready to rumble. Exactly.
Come on,
build it up, Molly. Let's not be English about this anymore.
All right, so channel like in an American
No, at the start of it, you were asking her if she actually speaks Spanish.
No, I was just saying we're not like English. Like our announcements are always like we're doing this.
Very British.
Modest.
But that's it. We
British modest.
But now we're developing as a company.
We got to go big.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Let's be flamboyant about it.
Flamboyant.
I don't know how to be flamboyant about it.
Okay.
I feel like I need to like hype.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Come on.
Hype it up. Hype.
Come on, Dave, honestly, what would make it would be you hype.
You're no sync cameras.
Dave.
If a mum was going to hype, that's how she'd do it, wasn't it? That's such a mumsy hype. Yeah. Well, we had a chance there, didn't we? Have a good one.
You put me on the spot now.
Yeah,
no. These announcements take days to prep.
Okay.
Oh God.
Have you prepped it for days?
No. Well, no. I prepped it last week and then it's out of my mind. I've forgotten about it. So, I also have to think of the wording of this because this was not a good announcement.
People are already switched off.
Sorry.
Yeah, worst announcement ever.
Yeah, so. Thanks. That's my marketing USP, worst announcement. Someone on Reddit told me actually earlier today, he's like, if you're head of marketing, you're doing a shit job.
Nice.
Was it you?
You found my Reddit again.
I literally replied, sorry, boss.
That's brutal.
I know. Yeah. Well, I mean, this is proven.
That they're right. Great. So announcement.
I hate being put on the spot.
In Gibraltar, it's off the back of the bulk card, in short. Lots of interest from merchants, which have been really good. One of them we went live with a company that we partnered with called Sandpiper in Gibraltar.
Hold on, that trolley's really ruining the announcement.
It really is, isn't it? Yeah. Okay.
What trolley?
What trolley? There's a trolley? So partnered with them. They run various businesses. All I can hear now is the trolley. That's completely putting me off. Is this good enough for your announcement, though?
Yeah, it's right on there with the worst one we've ever done.
We've got another announcement come as well. So
this could be.
When it gets good, cut the other. When they're actually doing it.
Yeah.
We did a drum roll for this.
This is the lead. This is the lead up to the next announcement. The next announcement's going to be good, isn't it? Yeah. That's good.
Still building up.
We're getting there. So. They've gone live with what is seven shops in Gibraltar. Four of them Costa Coffees, one of them Gibraltar Bakery, one of them Card Factory, and one of them Hotel Chocolat. is that right? Yep, seven. Yeah. So Costa Coffee, Card Factory, and Hotel Chocolat, all franchises. As far as we're aware, they'll be the first global franchises to accept Bitcoin in Europe. So that's been big. It's been good. Feedback's been very positive. We've had lots of people go over there and use it and try it out. This is for Costa Coffees. Costa Coffee, for people that are unsure what that is, hopefully most listeners are aware. There is a lot of US people that don't actually know.
It's Costa, not a US thing.
There's some in the US, but not many. Starbucks mainly there, isn't it? So it's equivalent to Starbucks. From a UK perspective, I think it's about 4,000 Costa Coffees around the globe. And as opposed to about 15,000 Starbucks. So that's the sort of scale to help people understand. We have four of them at 4,000 and hopefully more soon. So
what's that in percentage terms?
Very low.
Oh.
1%.
No, it's not 1%.
That's why I asked the accountant.
I know. Oh. I wanted to see if he just went along with it and just agreed. actually worked it out. So...
Dominated Twitter, didn't it?
Yeah,
it's that massive. Weekend. And my thread was just was it Joe?
Joe Nakamoto.
Nakamoto put a video out.
Great guy.
Using it over there, all over my thread. People loving it. Yeah, congratulations, guys. That was very good.
Thank you.
So yeah, more to come.
No, I think that it helps adoption, doesn't it? That association with sort of like a household name that people know. On top of what is familiar to people, which is like the tap and pay, which you know, it's just the familiarity in general, associating Bitcoin with stuff that people are familiar with. That's what's helping drive adoption at the moment, which is cool.
And Gibraltar, for people that aren't aware, is where is it, Vicky?
Oh, what? No.
Oh, you must know where
you must what know exactly? Where Gibraltar is.
Yeah.
Being Spanish.
Yeah, but it's a very, it's controversial, like,
controversial Spanish. Because they think it should be theirs.
Yeah.
But we've had ages.
Can't ask my family that question.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not starting this. Well, they think it's theirs.
Let's start it. Let's start it. Yes. I want an argument.
We've had it a very long time.
We have.
It's a heated,
It's like that argument about our British museums are just full of stolen goods from when the Empire days.
Yeah.
And then we won't get them back. Yeah. But we'll present them.
Yeah, show them nice to everybody else.
This is what we've got from you. Like, no, it's yours. I think that's a Ricky based joke or something. Yeah. So you just talk about
that. So yeah, Gibraltar is a tiny little rock, should we call it? I don't know what you want to call it.
It's called the Rock.
It's called the Rock. Yeah. At the southern part of Spain. 32,000 people, is that, I think? Correct me if I'm wrong, if you know any more.
That's a very, very small rock for a lot of people.
It is for that amount of people as well. But they have 8 million tourists a year go through it, because it's quite, a travel spot to and from airport coming in.
Mm.
And obviously Spanish people as well come down from and cross the border, don't they?
Protesting.
Just to work or to do something. Oh, yeah. But you know, yeah. Yeah, protesting as well. Yeah, so that's Gibraltar.
That was not the big announcement that you wanted to be, was it, Dave?
Positive, though, isn't it?
No. So it's exactly what I expect, though.
Yeah.
We should have 1 week where Dave does an announcement.
Yeah.
Could you do an announcement for us?
Give me a week in advance.
No, you can announce what I was going to announce.
No, because I need to plan it.
No, you don't.
No, because I need lights.
We haven't planned this.
I need my lights, smoke machine. I get guests in.
Music.
Yeah, it'd be like
Eye of the Tiger.
Do you know, like, what do you call them, like in raves, like with little neon glow sticks and, yeah, proper go for it.
soundtrack, everything. All right, so I'll do
BPM. We did like announcements like Silicon Valley style, don't we?
Like
Gavin Belson when he does like the announcements of things.
No one's seen Silicon Valley.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. I like green screen.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. But there's also, you know, like you can get little sound boxes. Yeah. Whereas you thought, that's what I'd want to do it with.
Right.
Yeah. All of that. Prep.
Right. Well, next week.
Well, you're the accounts, so can we have a budget for that?
No.
I'm sure we'll have an announcement.
Do you know, like at school when you used to make musical instruments out of like rice and stuff? Mm. This will just be that equivalent for Dave.
I've got an announcement for you for next week. All right.
Done. I'll do it.
It's on the tech team.
But it's got to be massive though.
It's good. Yeah, it's massive. World first.
Is it what I talked about this morning?
No, that wouldn't be a world first.
Isn't it?
No, because you've used that on other people's products. Maybe you've not, but
no. Okay. Right, I'll do it though.
World first
on
next week.
On me next week then.
Okay.
Depends on tech.
Oh, so if you actually get it done.
It'll be a bottleneck on tech, but you can ask them and see if you can get it done.
I'll push it through then, just for this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Guys, I've already hired the smoke machine. This better get done.
Yeah.
I've got the mirror ball ready. It's dropping from the ceiling. I need something to shout about.
Next. What day are we on? Monday.
It'll just be Dave with a party puffer. Like.
Yeah. One of the little party blower things.
Well, I'm in charge of budget, so it won't be.
Yeah.
Two party puffers.
Take all your budget off. Absolutely ruin it for one announcement.
Anyway. It could be worth it for socials. So.
Yeah, honestly, okay. Good.
Right, I'll do next week's announcement then. You carry on with your announcement this week then.
Okay. Now?
I would. Whilst we're on an announcement hot streak.
Whilst we're on kind of like underwhelming announcements.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I was just trying to mentally think when this is coming out, but you know what? Sort it.
Depends when we release it.
Friday, wouldn't it?
Depends when Mikey can edit it.
Well, the announcement's coming out Wednesday anyway, isn't it?
This
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Planned, so we can release it Wednesday. Yeah.
Mikey takes ages for these. It'll be
because it's absolutely perfect.
Yeah, actually,
wow.
Right.
So, we have partnered. Well, by the time this comes out, the announcement will be out that we have partnered with Oxford. Bloody hell, Mikey! Cough over my announcement.
No one would have
heard that.
I could. It was really off putting.
It's like that trolley outside.
Silence, please.
Silence.
Was that just as you said the team name?
You're gonna have to bleep that bit out and then redo it again.
Take two.
Your
first announcement. I honestly thought it couldn't get worse.
I thought
it couldn't get any worse.
What you could do is that whole previous announcement. Just bleep the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just those bleeps all the way through.
Yeah. Bleep and then. Or just cut it down to the actual announcement. Yeah. The one sentence is required.
Go on then, Molly, kick us off.
Right, no coughing, no talking.
Kick us off. Hey.
Okay.
Oh!
Hey, free announcement.
Wow. Got an announcement about an announcement.
That went over once, had, didn't it? Yeah.
No, we heard it.
You're not funny either. Yeah.
Mikey laughed. Mikey
no,
laughed.
We did not.
Oh, God. God, it's good to know I'm not the only funny, non-funny one on this team. Right, announcement. We have partnered with Oxford City Football Club and they're going to be the first. Well, actually, no, they're not. First.
They are going to be the first.
Football club. Premier League? No, not
Premier League. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not good when it comes to the other football guy. Professional?
Yep.
Football team, UK football team, to accept Bitcoin at the stadium, in their store and the bar, and both at their ticket booths.
So you're telling me I could go to Oxford City Football Club?
I'm finished.
Oh, I thought you were ready for questions.
No.
Shh.
Sorry.
With the bulk card. We've done custom bulk cards for them too. So Oxford City branded bulk cards. Looks very cool.
Cool.
So yes, you can go to the club and pay for whatever, food, drink,
at the stadium,
completely live ticket. On the Bitcoin standard, watch a football game, have some drinks, do it all
in their stadium.
Yeah. That's quite cool.
Yeah, no. it's pretty cool. It's really cool. They're a very innovative club. They're very kind of like forward thinking. By the time this comes out, they will have announced their other partner. So their other partner is a what you call it, EV charging company. So as part of this deal as well, we get back a shirt. So for any people watching the sort of Oxford City football games, you should see on the back of the shirts, big Bitcoin logo along the top, which is cool.
Just a Bitcoin logo?
Well, it's got CoinCoin underneath, but we kind of want to emphasize the Bitcoin.
A tiny part of the back of the shirt?
No, at the back.
I'm just thinking about the company logo.
Yeah.
Well, we're thinking Bitcoin.
I know you are.
We're a community company, Dave. Yeah. But Bitcoin is what has basically got you a job, got us all here.
So, she's got a point.
Yeah. Thanks to Bitcoin. That's why it's on the back of the shirt. It's also on branding around the stadium, Bitcoin, and then CoinCoin in small writing underneath.
Okay.
Still, you can still see it.
Yeah. It's just Bitcoin is, you know.
Okay. I suppose it's not about where it is on the shirt, is it? It's about the ecosystem. Okay.
What's wrong with the back of the shirt?
Right. If you take a photo of a footballer,
when they're all hugging when they score goals,
Do you know when
their arms are for each other?
Yeah, but you know when they get a new sign in and they hold a shirt with the number, it's above the number.
There we go.
So it's actually pretty good.
I can't remember Oxford City's last new signing that they took the photo.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
Take that. Absolute shade. Wow.
Do you know? Wow. Were they linked with CR7? No. But no, that's good. It's good.
We could kick that rumor off.
Oh, yeah.
Ronaldo's maybe on his way or might not be to Oxford City. I don't know.
Just get a shirt made up.
Might be.
Get a shirt made up and start holding it up.
We could try that.
No. It's cool news. I suppose it doesn't really matter where we are on the shirt.
No. It's exciting. So that is, I think they're announced. Well, by the time this comes out, they will have hopefully announced the sponsorship. Anyway.
And if they listen to this, I'm sorry, guys. This was terrible.
Yeah, Dave absolutely destroyed this announcement.
Terrible announcement.
If only it had been next week with the smoke and the lights.
Next week could have done it. That would have been big time. Would have had all the lads in.
All the lads?
The Oxford City lads. You do. with obviously the shirts on backwards.
It's a private jet flying over the colour.
With the boys in. Anyway, cool announcement.
So it's really cool. Home and away kits. And in and around the stadium, all accepting Bitcoin.
Their away kit's orange as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
very
cool.
I mean, they're just they're a great club to work with. They've been very for it and very. I don't know where we're up to at the moment, but we might be paying the players in Bitcoin as well. Not us, them, helping them pay the players in Bitcoin. I think that's still to be decided.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a really cool deal. Mm. And the first home game, which is Saturday the 6th of August, is going to be sponsored by Coin Corner. So
the whole game is
the first. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get the match sponsorship. So first game of the season, home game.
Coinbase sponsor the Super Bowl. We sponsor Oxford City.
Yes.
Yeah.
We keep it real.
We do it in style.
Exactly. Yeah. We keep it real. We're the humble.
But Coinbase didn't do the whole ecosystem for the Super Bowl stadium, did they?
No,
they were just all about the PR.
Take that, Coinbase.
Yeah, we're not really about the PR, are we?
We're
about the actual ecosystem. So
yeah, we're all about the underwhelming announcements, but you know, supporting the ecosystem.
Exactly. So if you're one of Coin Corner customers, you go down there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think, unfortunately, at the same time, the first Bedford's football
got
game.
Yeah, Bedford's got a Bitcoin meetup on the same day.
Oh, man. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Doing something.
So cheers, Peter.
So they'll be accepting Bitcoin at their ground as well. Although Bedford are like 3-4 leagues below Oxford, I think. Smart.
Bedford who?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Who's their POS provider? We
OpenNode.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They've got a partnership with Peter for quite a few years on the podcast side, so they're doing that. I don't know if they've started doing it around the stadium at the minute. They have said that they are announced, they are accepting there, but not seeing much more of it.
Cool. All good though.
Cool. No, it's exciting. Looking forward to seeing that.
Nice.
Yep. As always, if people are at those games or, you know, tweet us photos, pictures, anything of the branding.
If you get one of the bulk cards.
Yes. If you get the bulk card, that'd be cool.
Oxford City bulk cards. Yeah. Two designs.
Limited edition.
MSW's down there.
He is.
So if you go see him, get a photo with him.
Yeah, he'll be there on Saturday.
Ask for his autograph.
Yes, to say that.
Yeah, he'll be there on Saturday at the home game anyway. So, if you see him, say hi.
Is he wearing a Coin Corner top?
Should be. I think he's taken a couple with him.
Has he?
Oh, actually, he asked me for an extra one last week and I didn't give it to him.
Whoops. Oh, I just keep taking loads. I've got about 8.
Is that, you've not washed one yet? You just keep grabbing them from brand new?
God. Yeah, just think count.
And you're the guy who's like, you know, paranoid about stock counts and stuff.
Yeah, that's for other people.
Yeah. He's taking the stock counts and he's got to wear stuff.
Cool.
Very good, though. Cool. Good announcement.
So that was that one, yeah. Don't have any other announcements, I don't think.
Right, save them all for next week when the real announcements start.
Okay.
I'll right, other subjects on a tangent since I brought so many.
Go on then.
Okay, so Santander to offer the crypto services in Brazil. Very big bank, jumping on board. Mm-hmm. That was good news, I think.
Yeah.
Spanish bank.
Mm-hmm. Is it? God, this is a Spanish heaven. Honestly, it's like we all planned these topics.
That's why, yeah, that's why I put it in.
I thought so, yeah. I thought you'd be
Santander, really? Spanish bank. Definitely. Everyone knows what Santander means in Spanish.
Because you knew Vicky was Spanish, didn't you, before this? Yep. Even though
I'm surprised you were so aware.
I had to verify.
Yeah, verify, not trust.
Yeah, exactly. That's my motto. We haven't even talked about the price. 23K, just above.
Do we care?
Well, I do, but yeah. We're all right, we don't care.
No.
We're all about.
It's, what did you say? It was 20?
Just above 23.
23, is it? Okay, 23. 29.
Oh, I thought you didn't care.
Oh, no, no.
All right. Just thought you'd ask that question.
What was the price last week? I can't remember, wasn't it? 20?
Well, I'd say
about 20. Last time we did a podcast, it was lower.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it had come back up because I posted the GIF and the GIF only starts it.
Yeah, but we didn't do a podcast last week.
Yeah, we were on a two streak of podcasts and then we ruined it. So we're back on the one. Here we go.
We try and do these consistently each week.
Once a week. It's not too much to
clearly
ask.
Clearly, we only managed two streak last time. So
two streak.
We start over.
Okay, we've got. We haven't got much time. Oh,
actually,
right, so
did you see the feedback that I shared in our group chat of the guy who's coming to the Isle of Man this week? And he said he watches all the podcasts and everything, and he's basically just a big fan.
Right.
And
we should bring him on the podcast.
Not surprised.
God, he'd probably love that. No, but sometimes when I think we should actually start when we sit there and think, oh, we don't have time to do the podcast, we should think of guys.
Well, like there's so few viewers on our podcast that we could start naming them before we start it.
Yeah.
Say, welcome on board.
Honestly,
welcome.
They would love welcome. That.
Like, yeah, so few viewers, like becoming hosts.
How else do we get viewers? We bring them on.
Yeah. More the merrier. Everyone's welcome, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right, next topic.
Yep.
Since we're turboing through, because we have...
What's the... Yeah.
I'm worried about...
Hit us up then. Stop.
Okay.
Stop jittering.
I'm not jittering. Okay. I'm just saying. This is why I'm going quick.
Oh, okay. Everyone's going home now. What time is it?
5:55. 2 minutes past 5.
Oh, crikey.
Quick, table pop.
USA in technical recession. Second quarter in a row.
Technical, but yeah. That's
a recession.
Just, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They just haven't
how
not called it yet.
Pretending it's not recession is ridiculous.
Ignore it.
But yeah.
Did you see the Wikipedia thing where they've locked the page? So the definition of recession, they've locked the Wikipedia page, so you can't edit it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So who's blocked it? So
I don't know.
Wikipedia themselves.
Americans can't come and just change what a recession is.
I think I assume I they must have had like a people jumping on it, changing.
They were updating it with because the news with some news come out about the recession.
Well, the second quarter in a row they've had a. Downturn in growth, which normally means in the UK would mean you're in recession, but so, in America technically it doesn't.
So,
well,
I don't know,
it does, doesn't it? I think even in America, they're trying to argue.
If you've got your own metrics that you've never measured against, just keep using your metrics. I understand where they're coming from.
So what is their recession definition?
I thought it was two quarters as well.
It's
two quarters, but there's something else as well. It probably jobs growth, something like that.
Some of the factors which make it so that the two quarters in a row don't mean it's recession because there's
they're just moving the ballpark.
We've got a healthy job market
caveats, isn't there? So, okay, there's that.
Interesting.
Yeah, cool topic. Yeah,
move on.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I didn't say we were good.
You did say it was going downhill.
I did. Yeah. I called it mortgage stress test. Right. By the way, I had a good bit of luck.
Oh, was this last week?
When
you had disappeared at lunch and we asked where you were and you said you'd gone home to do mortgage stuff.
Sorting out my mortgage because I anticipated rates going up and I thought everyone would be jumping on this. No one did.
No one's bothered.
I was fixing a really long term for my mortgage thinking rates are always going to go up. This is a cool move. Thought everyone in the office would be on it. Should probably have told everyone to do it, but I did it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm still locked in, so...
You're still locked in. Yeah. It's worth taking a penalty.
What are you?
No, luckily I fixed in very short term last time thinking
this is
that.
The most boring conversation.
But it was.
I'm kind of not trying not to say too much detail because I don't know what you want to disclose. So I'm just kind of like, we'll talk about this after.
Yeah, but basically, you know, if you're locked in now, interest rates are going to go up, so your borrowing's going to be a lot more to get a house and mortgage, and yep. your mortgage costs are going to cost a lot more. So it's good to get locked in.
Well, I'm really happy for you, wasn't it?
I got locked in, but then I was reading about it, and the stress test for mortgages used to have in, can you cope with interest rates increasing by 3%?
Yeah.
And if your stress test your earnings against what you could actually borrow, but they've removed that now. So they're thinking the rates are going to go beyond the stress test.
Yeah.
So it's, they've made mortgages technically easier to get.
Well, I feel like it was 7% when I got my mortgage. They're like,
your rate might have been 7%.
No. What?
The stress test.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was, but the rate is now not.
Yeah, but if you got it like 3 or 4%, then yeah, of course, another 3% on top of that would have been.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
So this is now removed. And they're saying it's not because we want to drive the market, but obviously. They've been a bit gung-ho with mortgage lending.
Well, the one that I saw, the UK one, they're trying to do it for 50-year mortgages, is it? 50, 60-year mortgages? I don't know if we spoke about it last time, actually.
No, but
this was new to me. So I didn't know that in America, like, I don't know if it's a UK thing, because I've never, I don't care about mortgages, really. My husband looks after all that stuff. But like,
I
pay my contribution and not all as well. I mean, it's numbers, Dave. Come on, like me and numbers, not good. But in America, you can have like 30-year mortgages. Is that right?
You can in the UK. It's quite a common mortgage.
Yeah.
Is it? Well, all the ones I've heard. No, sorry. Like you can get locked into like a 30-year mortgage.
What, locked in? Right?
Your interest rate locked in.
Yeah, is that not right? I've seen people on Twitter being like, oh yeah, I got 30 years at 1% or something. I don't know.
Maybe a 30. I've not seen what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Normally it's about 5. Yeah, locked in for 5.
So. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So if they've brought it down, because obviously the bank's at risk at that point, because they could have a big rate increase and not be able to push it onto.
But you can't have more than 5.
No, no, it's normally 5. Yeah. I don't know. There might be a banking product out there.
I just thought it was in America. You could have like.
Maybe it's. But it's at risk to the bank at that point, because you can't pass it on. I thought it was worth discussing, because obviously we're going to see the rates increase year on year. It's been forecast. We're seeing the banks passing it on already into mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
So you've not got a mortgage fixed in.
Get it now.
Yeah, I think you're too late. So.
Wow.
Who's asking that? I'll ask you later.
Yeah. I think it's too late. But it'll keep going up.
Give us some of that. Okay.
All right. You're all right. I'm just giving them.
Yeah. No, I was going to ask some detail, but there's no point.
Okay. Anyway, so that, I thought I'd bring that
any,
in.
Any happy topics on there, do you?
No. I was going to talk about the happiness officer.
Oh, okay.
And so I was thinking, right. You described her as bubbly.
Yes.
And then I start thinking that bubbly is a very bad word to describe someone as.
Why?
I don't know why. I just started thinking about this.
It's quite a positive one.
No, it's like the properties of bubbles are floaty and can easily pop. So I was just like...
It's not quite the same comparison. The definition's different, I'd say.
That's what I just started thinking about bubbly.
Did she describe herself as bubbly in her cover letter? I can't remember.
You told me she's bubbly.
Possibly.
In the office, maybe.
She means effervescent.
Effervescent.
What? I don't even know how to spell that.
Beautiful word. Yeah, probably.
She listens to this as well.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
yeah, she actually said that she's seen last week when talking about it made you smile.
Yeah, accidentally. She was happy. I'd never do that again. That was a mistake on my part.
She was happy at that. Yeah. She realised she's done a job before she even started.
Yeah.
She was happy.
Yeah, it's 1-0. Yeah. It won't end 1-0.
We'll see. What do you call it? Like
she realised this wall that she's
slapping the what's the call it the gauntlet?
Yeah,
whatever it is. Yeah, you versus her. What's the
honestly,
white?
I think you two could actually end up
jewel,
best
friends. Jewel. Can't think of the word. Jewel. It's Monday afternoon. It's been a long week. Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought the term bubbly was weird. Anyway, so
it's probably because you've never heard it before, because you've never been described as bubbly.
I wouldn't want to be. Anyway, right.
next one.
All done. That was a bit cheap.
You've not included the topics that were actually used. So fidelity today.
Oh no, that's your topic.
Yeah, but I told you about it before. I can't remember the terminology. They basically said that Bitcoin, they don't believe Bitcoin has a competitor.
We believe that for ever.
Yeah, they're just catching up. Was it also them as well that this week said they are going to offer Bitcoin for...
Pensions? 401k, isn't it?
The US, but they're only going to offer with Bitcoin, nothing else. More... I don't say credibility, but more trust and more confidence, should we say, in Bitcoin from big institutes, which are now.
Well, it's quite reassuring, isn't it? Because we've had these thoughts for 4 or 5 years, if not longer in your case, in terms of what Bitcoin is and what it can do for people, and how separate from anything else, and people are catching up in their thought processes, I suppose.
Yep.
All good. Good.
About time.
Yeah. Right.
Cool. Anything else?
No, that was supposed to be a turbo pod, but that's really... I'm actually concerned my phone stopped recording because it didn't have much battery.
Good.
Probably got not good enough to get home and listen and sit in silence in the car on the way.
If you'd shut up, we might be able to get it sorted.
Right. So big announcement next week.
Big announcement, world first next week.
Come in with Dave, smokes, mirrors, everything.
I'm lights, looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Music. I'm actually really excited.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else to add, Vicky?
Just happy to be here.
How's your first week been?
Great. Okay. I mean, it's my second one now.
Well, your first week last week. How's that been? How's that been?
Oh, okay.
You should have absolutely closed with a Spanish sentence then.
Just absolutely fluently.
Yeah, that wouldn't be really like smooth now if I would just say it.
No, that's part.
It'd be a bit forced.
That's the way we do our pods. So just say it.
Sorry.
It's fine. Just crack it.
Sorry, I'll just. What? Forced.
Yeah. That's the way we do it.
Yeah.
Nothing's smooth on this. Nothing's ever smooth. No,
it's just really jarring.
Awkward and
you heard our announcements, so yeah, it's fine. You can finish with Spanish.
This is Vicky's first venture into like marketing, and it's really not actually a great example, is it? Like, but there's companies that do it a lot better and
this
a lot
excellent.
More professional.
This is real.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, genuine.
Genuine, authentic.
Right. All your hopes of working for a marketing team of like a professional company, and this is how we do our announcements.
Yeah.
Your drum roll was good.
Take that away.
Yeah. Got that.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Oh, well. Cool. Right.
Cheerio.
Cheers, guys.
Adios, amigos.
Whoa.
I did it.
Yeah. He's so shocked. His face, like, you can't speak Spanish.